Sports in the Morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
It's still real to me, damn it!
We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music.
You sucked. And we sucked at a time that you can't suck. And so we have to get it straightened out.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Emily, don't.
I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000.
Booms is a very underrated player on this team. I love Booms because...
The wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
Yeah, good
it was
morning.
The best of times. It was the blurst of times.
And we're off on a Thursday morning. Good to see you, everybody. 6:13.
Throw to break.
What's that?
Throw to break.
What time's the 6:10 break, Jay?
Yeah.
6:13. See, generally what we do is we start at 6, and there's a little update, and then we play commercials, then we come back. It just kind of wet your whistle. We get into it and do the thing, and then, we got to take a break. But, hey, we'll be back. Stay right there. But it's 6:13, and we've just started.
Got to go.
I just don't know if that's going to be...
That turned a lot of people off.
I don't think the people are going to really...
Got to go.
So sorry to interrupt.
Okay, well, it's now 6:14. Boy, what a show we have for you today. I'd tell you about it, but I'm 4 minutes behind throwing to my break. So I'll do that now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Hi, it's now 6... You know what, Jay? You know, the other thing is, you know, in about 3 weeks, when it's January, and there's no commercials and there's nothing going on, it's just going to be, oh my God, what are we going to do? 6:20, coming up, we are going to hear from Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, on yesterday with the boys in the big show, both Steinberg and Kerr, talking about the multi-year contract extension for Flames head coach Bob Hartley. And we'll look at both sides. Many people, I think the majority, look at it and say, well, this is, if not overdue, then certainly justified. The guy has shown that he's got this team figured out. They have that identity. They have a work ethic. And who could have done more with this team than has Bob Hartley? And I agree. There are some who will say this is a team that has finished near the bottom in each of his two full seasons here. Granted, the first was a 48-game lockout season, but his record has not been very good. This is a near-last-place team, and we'll, I guess, debate whether that's going to be the case again this year. And they're on a 6-game losing streak. Is that when you extend a coach? So plenty of reaction, I'm sure, coming this morning on the fan feedback line, as always. We'll talk some NFL. Jay Cutler will not play for the Bears this weekend and may not play for them ever again. We'll get the story coming out of Chicago with Jason Lackenfor, our NFL insider. Eric Dehatchik, Pools and Props, and Rhett Warner coming in after 7 o'clock. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Hello. What the hell's going on out here?
I got it. I'm with you, buddies. I'm there, all right? Fan feedback line, upset. It's Christmas. Just let's all show some kindness for one another. And we'll all get through this together. 6:27, it is Boomer in the morning, Warner coming in after 7 o'clock. And Pinder away until post-Christmas. And someone is here filling in. And you are who?
What's that, Boom?
Well, there's someone filling in, and I'm not sure. Now, you're whom? What?
I'm that guy from the stuff.
What are you? What's
I do some stuff here for the station.
Okay. And now you're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
No, it's yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
So are you here all day or just?
I'll probably check out 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, you look nice today.
Thanks. Yes, everyone's very upset. Thought this was sports radio, not commercial and stupid sounds. Waste of 30 minutes. Come on, guys. All these. Well, here's the thing.
Come on, guys.
Have a show or don't. That's the most embarrassing half hour of radio I've ever heard. Lazy. Listen, it's not that we're lazy, stupid. It's because it's like 5 days before Christmas. And do you think we just play commercials because we wanna? Like, we could talk about Bob Hartley, but you know what? No. Let's sell cars. People buy ad time. Ad time gets played. That's how we go. That's how it's kind of like a, you know, people buy things and that's how the world works. It's like the whole system that is in place in the world.
Without car dealerships, there is no Bob Hartley.
That's right. Basically, that's what it is. Bob Hartley has himself a multi-year contract extension. This, according to the press release that came out while I was sleeping. That's embarrassing when that happens. When you wake up, oh, jeez. I'll check my phone, see if I got any. Oh, yeah, definitely have some texts. What's this? Oh, head coach Bob Hartley to multi-year contract extension. And the media availability will be held at 3:30. Well, it's now 4:15, so I guess I'm not making that. Hartley becomes the first coach in a long time to last beyond his original deal. I don't have it official, but I believe I have it correct when I tell you the last coach who was extended beyond his original contract was Bob Johnson back in the 80s. His first year was the 82-83 season, and he finished coaching in the 86-87 year. So that's 4 years. So unless he signed a four-year deal, find it hard to believe, then he lasted beyond his first deal. Other than that, oh, what a road it's been. Would you like whoever your name is, would you like a walk down memory lane?
It's Jason DeForest. Okay. He's your producer.
So let's go to Bob Johnson, 82-83 to 86-87. Then Terry Crisp came in. He lasted 2 years, 87-88 to 89-90. So the year post Stanley Cup, he was let go. Doug Risebrough came in, had 1 year, a year and change. He was gunned. Guy Chiron came in and finished the 91-92 season. Dave King was here for 2 seasons. 92, 93, 94, 95, then he gone. Then Pierre Paget, he had 2 years. Brian Sutter, who I thought maybe would have been the guy, 97, 98 to 99, 2000, in and out. Don Hay came in.
Hey.
That didn't last long. He was replaced by Greg Gilbert. Gilbert lasted a year and change. Then Al McNeil took over in the interim while they were waiting to get Daryl Sutter out of San Jose. Now, Sutter was, he came in partway through the 02-03 season, then coached 03-04 lockout, mm-hmm. and then 05-06. So 2 years and change would have been extended, but then went upstairs to be the general manager and general manager only. Jim Playfair comes in, 1 year, gone. Mike Keenan, 2 years, gone. Sutter got his time, Brent Sutter, 09-10 to 11-12, gone. And then Bob Hartley, who is in the third year of his third-year deal and has now signed an extension.
Do you attribute a lot of this short leash due to the fact that we're in a market like Calgary? Because a lot of these guys, I mean, they were okay as far as, you know, getting the team to the playoffs, obviously not doing any damage in the playoffs.
I think a lot of it comes down to the being out of the first round once since 89.
Yeah.
There's probably that. I don't know that there's many coach. Now, again, Brian Sutter won a Jack Adams with St. Louis. But outside of that, now Don Hay, great junior coach, it just didn't translate in the NHL. Greg Gilbert, Don Hay, Pierre Paget, Dave King, Greg Gilbert, none of these guys went on to be long-standing NHL coaches. Doug Risebrough, executive. Daryl Sutter, of course, a long-standing head coach. But outside of that, whether it's bad hires or bad teams or a little bit of both, it's not been a place where you, as they say, you buy green bananas. Do you get the...
It's not ripe quite yet.
Well, no, it's because if you buy them when they're green, you might not have enough time by the time they ripen for you to enjoy that sweet, sweet banana.
So stop hiring bananas.
No, it's listen.
What are you talking about, Boom?
Listen, Steve, here's the thing. Bob Hartley is the head coach, and he's going to remain. Some will say, well, yes, absolutely the right call. This team has an identity. They have a work ethic. They play for him, all of this. Others will say, works them pretty hard. And what have they accomplished under Bob Hartley in the 48 game season? His record was 19-25-4. Last year, 35-40-7. And this year, now just one more win than defeats, 17-14-2. For a, you add it all up, and it's 71-79-13. They've picked in the top five or six, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. In the last 2 years. Maybe they're destined to do so again. So the question is, okay, he's doing a lot with this team, and that's all great. But what if that deserves an extension? What doesn't get the extension? And I guess like that included with the timing of it. And I get some, oh Jesus, six game losing streak. I think it's less about that. If they were going to keep him, you don't do it on a five-game winning streak either, because then it's like, oh, okay, so things are great, so now you extend them. This, if anything, is the show that there's macro and micro, and this is not good what we're in right now, but the long-term plan remains unchanged, and we are going forward with this guy. But there's part of me that kind of gets people who will say, where's the success that would justify a contract extension?
Does the record he has, does that translate into gaining a contract? Is that where you're kind of get at?
Well, yeah, he's well under 500 as a Flames head coach, and they had a great run down the stretch last year, but still were bad enough to pick fourth overall. And this year we'll see what happens.
It's a results business, obviously. You need that record to get into the playoffs. You need to succeed in the playoffs. However, a lot of the guys are attributing these young players' success and work ethic and the style of play that the Flames do play in every game to Bob Hartley.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that attribute to, you know, gaining a, what we think, in 3-year contract extension? Is that what you're kind of along the lines of?
I'll be honest. I don't have a lead on it yet. Multi-year, you would think three, maybe it's two. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So you look at it this year plus two more. That would sound all right, too.
Yeah.
But that would be my guess. I don't know that Bob Hartley would sign for 1 year, so I'm thinking it's between two or
three. The timing is a little strange. Granted, six-game losing skid. Maybe it's just an early Christmas gift.
Yeah, no.
Maybe Treliving had him in White Elephant gift exchange and was like, you know what? I didn't get him a gift.
No, see, now you're joking.
Let's just give him an extension.
Like I say, it has less to do with the six-game losing streak and just it's December. You could have done it January 16th.
Sure.
Or 17th. You could have done it February 17th, March. The fact is, though, that as Brad Treliving said, and we'll hear it throughout the morning, there was no need to put it off. I've spent enough time around this guy. He's my guy. I love the way he's... The way he shapes the team, the way he coaches, the systems and all of that, I'm on board. He's my guy. And if that's the case, then yeah, why do you wait? Because if it's not about success this year, if Brad Treliving is truly in the mindset that this is a rebuild, it'd be nice to make the playoffs this year, but we don't abandon our path if we don't make it this
year,
then yeah, you give him the extension.
Give the guy a fair shake. I mean, why not? If you started off with this crew within the rebuild... The rebuild, what, you give it 2-3 years at the least? I mean, a rebuild isn't just like 1 year changeover, we're good to go. Thanks for all your help, Bob Hartley. See you later. Regardless of a playoff implication or whatever the case may be, you get a guy like Hartley in the mix at the beginning of the rebuild, let him do his thing, and you know what, after the 3-4 years when people are starting to get a little antsy, especially here in Calgary, then you know what, maybe you can talk about maybe we need to change things up again.
The other part of it is... And it's maybe disrespectful to Bob. If not Bob Hartley, then whom? And I don't think you keep him just because the cupboard might be bare out there. But yeah, you got to replace him. And that's not the easiest thing. You look around the National Hockey League, and it's more about guys getting fired than guys getting extensions. So that's, and I'm curious to see what people are thinking this morning. 960-960, mobile phone. Let me know what you think. Do you like it? Should they have held off? Do you not like it? Do you feel like it's smoke and mirrors and all of this that the record and the results in a results oriented business, the results haven't been there, and to give this guy an extension would seem a little silly.
Well, if you want to create a parallel, I mean, you take a look at the Ottawa Senators who canned their guy after a pretty mediocre start. However, the guy, he Jack Adams, you know. He had a very nice tenure in Ottawa, yet they pulled the trigger on him maybe a little premature. Now, with Hartley, it's like you take a look at this situation. It's, you know, what's the difference? Is it the way their team is playing, regardless of their record? You know, you got to take a look at a couple factors. It's not just, yeah, we like the guy, we like his work ethic, yada, yada, yada. There's a bunch of things that come into play, and I don't doubt Treliving took all those into account.
See, so the thing is, if you buy green bananas, you need to wait for them to ripen.
Green bananas, yeah.
And if you're on short, you know, if your time is short, you... 6:39, we'll get into the NFL story with our insider. When we come back, Jim Harbaugh has a multi-million dollar offer not to coach in the NFL, and the Bears may have seen the last of Jay Cutler. Even though he'll be on their sidelines this weekend, he may well have played his last game in the Windy City. 640, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
6:43, good morning. It is Boomer in studio. Warner coming up after 7 o'clock. Plenty of reaction coming in as Bob Hartley, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, given a multi-year extension by Brad Treliving and the team yesterday. Seems as though most, if not all, are on board. We'll see if that continues throughout the morning. 960-960 on your mobile phone. That is the Fan Feedback Line. All of our guests join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Lube City Express Oil Change featuring Mobile One, warranty approved, the change for the better. And we put that hotline to work as we welcome our NFL insider.
Sportsnet 960's NFL insider, Jason Lacanfora, is brought to you by Shanks. Thursday night football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South as the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the visiting Tennessee Titans, featuring 495 Bud Light Draft. Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
Late in the season, plenty of storylines to get through, Jay. Thanks for doing this as always. I can't help but go to Chicago off the start. Yep. The Bears are going nowhere, but it seems like Jay Cutler will be going somewhere. Not playing this weekend. This is not grooming a young quarterback. Your read on what is happening and what will happen with Cutler in Chicago?
I think they're stuck with Jay Cutler because of that contract. I don't see a lot of trade possibilities. He's owed $16 million guaranteed for 2015. If he's on someone's roster March 13th, another $10 million of 2016 becomes guaranteed. So you're looking at, and then he makes $16 million total in 2016. So they've pretty much got a $32 million commitment still to go to him, and they've given him $22 already. I think the next coach is someone who they feel like they know could work with Cutler, whether that's Mike Shanahan or his son Kyle Shanahan or maybe Gary Kubiak. This is a coaching decision to bench him. It's being done by a coach who knows he's being fired and who's dealt with a lot of sort of insubordination and what he would deem to be probably a lack of support from the front office. And this, to me, reeks of a quarterback sort of caught in the middle of that. And we saw it last year with Mike Shanahan and Dan Snyder over RG3. We're seeing it to a lesser degree between Jay Gruden in Washington and the owner, Dan Snyder, over, again, RG3. And this is, to me, Mark Trestman's last stand, saying, all right, this is going to be a disaster. You're going to run me out of here. Well, that's fine. I'm going to do it on my terms, and I'm going to take your $120 million man and put him on the bench because 24 turnovers is a joke.
See, I wondered if maybe because, as you say, Mark Trestman, he's got basically 2 feet out the door. I wondered if maybe this call came from above him even. But if not, it's a statement by Trestman, like you say.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming down from ownership. I really don't. They're pretty much stuck with Cutler, and they've got enough to deal with already between this Trestman situation and Emery, and their team president Ted Phillips and his role in all of this. I think the last thing they wanted in a week that was already this tumultuous was now to have this come down the way it did. And also, if this was coming down from the team, I think you probably would have seen a small press release or, you know, maybe Emery announces it or somehow it's obvious that it's not a Trestman deal. But when it sort of leaked in a calculated fashion to the media and Trestman kind of doesn't announce it to the whole front office and, you know, he just tells a couple of individual players, to me that's a situation where, okay, this coach is kind of he's flexing his muscles a little bit at the end, and he's saying, "All right, I'm not going to go quite as meekly as you guys might think."
Before, because obviously I want to talk about Jim Harbaugh and what's going on with the University of Michigan, but I guess let's start through. We always know that last regular season game means we get set for Black Monday. What's the over under if you're betting this week on how many guys are getting the gong on Monday?
The average over the last 15 years is 6.5, and I would set the over-under right at 6. To me, there's 6 that I believe are going to happen, and then you've got sort of another tier below that of guys who, you know, depending on what happens the last 2 weeks, depending on how fidgety the owners get, depending on flirtations from other potentially significant coaching candidates, you know, that could go one way or the other. But, in the AFC, I think you've got 2 in the AFC East, the Jets and the Dolphins, and then you've got Oakland out west.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFC, we've got San Francisco for sure. We've got Chicago that I would say for sure, and we've got Atlanta that I would say are for sure. And then, you know, there's some other situations that, you know, I think bear monitoring, whether it be the Saints and how does that thing finish, and is Sean Payton getting a little restless? They don't have a great cap situation for next year. You know, the quarterback's not getting any younger. you know, Buffalo, how did the last two games go there? They have a new ownership group, so yeah, I don't think anything major happens there, but, you know, I don't entirely rule it out because of some of those outside circumstances. And then, you know, there's some shockers in this league as well. Sometimes things just come out of the blue.
Carolina, Washington?
I'd put them in the next tier.
Yeah.
Where it's hot, but I don't think it's smoldering enough where anything happens. In Washington, I don't think anything happens because they're not giving Jay Gruden $16 million to leave. He just gave Mike Shanahan $7.5 million to leave. Nobody wanted that. There's a reason he had to overpay Jay Gruden to get him, because there weren't a lot of other people who wanted to take that job. So I don't believe that. Now, does Jay Gruden have to deal with RG3 again next year? I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's owed $3.5 million, and they're not going to get anything for him, and the owner seems to want to have him around. Carolina, it's been such a weird season with the injuries, with the Greg Hardy situation and the league eventually stepping in, and then this car accident with Cam Newton, and they finally have won two in a row. Those guys did get extensions last year. I think they have two winnable games remaining. If they're able to do that, even though on paper it looks like an awful season and it's not what everyone expected after the division title last year, when you look at the personnel that Ron Rivera's had to deal with and what was there to begin with and then what injuries chipped away at. And Cam Newton hasn't been healthy all year. I mean, not really. He had the surgery in the offseason, then he gets hurt in camp, and then he gets banged up during the season. They don't really have NFL-caliber tackles to protect him. My suspicion is Ron Rivera survives.
Jason Lockenfora is our NFL insider for Shank Sports Grill. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Titans and Jags gets going at 6 o'clock.
They better have some serious promotions at Shank's tonight. Watch this thing. Yeah. How cold is it there? Is it like snowing or anything?
No,
or how much they've working against them?
No, it's nice. It's a nice day, yeah.
That's a tough sell tonight, brother.
I would think. There might be some hockey on some other screens. That's the thing with Shanks, yeah. So Jim Harbaugh going to be let go in San Francisco. I'm curious of a couple of things. We hear about this multi-million dollar offer from the University of Michigan. Who's leaking this? Which side is getting this to the media and to the public? And does it not almost look bad on a school to be ponying up that kind of dough, if in fact it's true?
Well, where do I think it's coming from? I think it's coming from David Dunn, who is Harbaugh's agent, who is very aware that as I am, that Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, made a calculated run at John Gruden again within the last month and was dangling pretty astronomical money in front of Gruden, who's, you know, doing very well for himself in broadcasting and, you know, advertising and marketing and commercials and appearances and all that. So he said thanks, but no thanks. Harbaugh is driven to still coach. I'm told Harbaugh has every intention of coaching in the NFL and not college, that he did the college thing. It wasn't where he wanted to go back to, dealing with, you know, recruiting 18-year-old kids and convincing them how good you are. He's kind of beyond that. Would Michigan pay him $8 million? I don't know. He could have had the Michigan job 3 years ago. He turned it down. So not much has changed other than that program has continued to struggle, and he instantly became a rock star NFL coach with three straight championship game appearances and one Super Bowl appearance, you know, that he almost won. So I think this is a lot of maneuvering. Harbaugh also, it's complicated with his contract. You know, the 49ers are trying to stick to their guns in this notion that we'll trade him. And I think what he's doing is sending a shot across the bow saying, look, I'll leave for college and you'll get nothing for me. If you don't fire me immediately, then I'm going to come to the office every day and make life real miserable for you guys. This needs to get put aside before the season ends. I'm not waiting around for a draft pick. It's up to me to decide if I sign with another team or not. So even if you try to trade me, if it's not where I want to go and I don't want to do an extension with that team, then you're not going to get the trade consummated. So this, to me, is him letting the 49ers know who's in charge, him sending a message to the Raiders that, hey, it's going to cost more than $8 a year. I want to get close to that Gruden money, and simultaneously a message to the 49ers that, you know, this is my party now. And the way you think it's going to go down, we'll see.
I guess we can talk more about coaching on Monday, because I am curious if Harbaugh does stay in the NFL. is he the most attractive free agent coach at that point then? Or and if so, what spot would he be looking out for?
I think he's going to Oakland. Yeah. I mean, he's wanted to stay in the Bay Area. And that was, you know, something that he made paramount when he was at Stanford. And then when he stayed with the 49ers and stayed in that area. And he's a former Raider coach. He's been an assistant there. He liked Derek Carr, their quarterback, a lot. And while a lot of people look at that job and say, oh, nobody's won there, and it's been so bad. But if you can be the guy to restore them, they have an incredible fan base. They will sort of anoint you. And if you can be the savior, the guy who brought the Raiders back to relevance, there's a certain cachet in that. You know, that team could be moving to L.A. at some point, in which case its revenues expand greatly. It can be more competitive for certain top talent in terms of free agency. That job can instantly become more attractive. And let's face it, he comes in there with a full and complete mandate. You don't have to answer to anyone. You bring in your own people. You'll be one of the highest paid coaches in the league, and you'll have as much power and authority as any coach in the league. So, you know, it won't be, ooh, what does Mark Davis think? And, oh, I wonder if I have to run this past somebody else. No, you will essentially be the team president and the head coach. You will have a large degree of autonomy. And that would be attractive to him as well, especially after this ongoing power struggle he's been, you know, experiencing with the 49ers.
Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. In the AFC North, 3 9-win teams, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Ravens, all of them in action. Baltimore at Houston. Pittsburgh takes on Kansas City at home, and the Bengals will face Denver. How do you like, I mean, what do you see with these three teams? I guess the matchups and just the level of play. I know it's the Ravens have won two in a row, Steelers have won two in a row, and it was a big come from a big bounce back last week, granted, against Johnny Manziel. But for the Bengals, they get back on track.
Yeah. I still think the Bengals, that tie is going to come back to haunt them. I don't like Kansas City right now. They're so limited in the pass game. No touchdowns from their wide receivers all year. They scored some points against Oakland last week, but it still wasn't exactly a robust passing attack. You know, they had a couple of dinks and dunks that turned into long plays. They did finally score a touchdown over 20 yards, so they got that going for them. I think Pittsburgh wins that game. I think Pittsburgh can run the ball down their throats. Kansas City not good against the run. I think the Ravens, look, they're getting the fourth or fifth string Texans quarterback after all the injuries they've suffered. Savage is down, Fitzpatrick's down. They lost Mallett weeks ago. The Ravens, even though it's on the road, have to win that game, and I think they will win that game. You're going to see a very limited Houston. Houston's not much of a passing team to begin with, and now when you're talking about Case Keenum on a short week or, you know, finally practicing with them, and Thad Lewis, he's only been there a few weeks, it shouldn't be good. I can't imagine either way, and the Ravens can get after the quarterback. The Bengals is a tough road at Cincinnati and then at Pittsburgh. They haven't been, in general, as good on the road in recent years, but they did have a little three-game road winning streak this year. They tend not to be there on the big stage, and they tend to wilt a little bit. Monday night, I mean, well, they got Denver at home this week, right? Monday night and then at Pittsburgh. I don't know, guys. It's hard for me to vouch for them. I mean, Denver probably will still have something to play for with this game, at least in terms of trying to secure that second seed, make sure they get that bye for Peyton Manning. I don't know. I don't know that the Bengals get one here. They're probably going to Week 17 at Pittsburgh fighting for their lives, and I'm not sure they get it there either. It could end up being Pittsburgh and Baltimore who advance in this division. Not that it couldn't be all three, but Cincinnati's going to have to get to at least 10 wins to have all three get there. And I don't know. I mean, this week's tough. And, you know, obviously Pittsburgh beat the snot out of them in Cincinnati, 13, 17 days ago, whatever it was.
Jason, always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you on Monday as we're getting down to it. Thanks again.
You got it. Enjoy the games. Thank you.
You bet. It's Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider for Shank's Sports Grill, where, yes, tonight, you got to really want it. You have to really want it. Now, again, there's a bunch of NHL games. There's always good reason to be at Shank's. The weather is nice. It's the holidays. Get some buddies together. Go enjoy yourself. If you find the Titans and Jaguars not really holding your attention, doesn't make you bad. Just know there's, you know, they got simulators and you can bet on the horses and you can watch some hockey. There's other things going on. And Thank God for that. Just in front of 7 o'clock, Warner's in, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.